This is because of the fact that sun is moving between Cancer and Capricorn. If you look at the whole earth moving around the sun, then you will find that when it moves upwards, it goes right up to Cancer. When it moves downwards, it goes right up to Capricorn. When it goes towards Capricorn, night becomes longer and longer. When it reaches Capricorn point, the night is longest. And when you begin to move upwards and rise up to Cancer, the day is the longest, and night is the shortest. So as you move upwards towards Cancer, it is called Uttarayana. You are going upwards. So from December 21st onwards, there is Uttarayana. June 23rd, you reach the highest point of Uttarayana. After that, the sun begins to move downwards, so it is called Dakshinayana. Now, Sri Krishna says that if you die during the period of Uttarayana, you rise to the divine. If you die in the Dakshinayana, you don't rise to the divine, it is a Pitru Marga, not Deva Marga. Deva Marga is Uttarayana, and Dakshinayana is a Pitru Marga, which takes you to lower levels of the existence. Similarly, it says, when there is light, then there is one kind of an event. When there is darkness, it is another kind of event. It is based upon this kind of a co-relationship that many of the practices in India have been developed. If you know the story of Mahabharata, it is said that Bhishma, when he passed away, when he was struck down, he said that he should be preserved. He did not allow his soul to pass away because at that time it was Dakshinayana. So his body was supposed to be preserved till Uttarayana begins. Then he could leave his body because he wanted to go on the Devayana, on the path of the gods. So practices of this kind have been developed in India. Therefore we say that you should get up at Brahma Muhurta when the day begins, when the light begins. To get up at 11 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock in the morning is supposed to be not very useful or right, because already so much has passed away and you are now beginning to rise only when the sun is about to go down. So it's a kind of a Dakshinayana in a certain sense, even during the daytime. During the light movements, when there is a light is on, you will find that the energies of the world are rising upwards. When the light is down, the movements and the energies of the world or the sun are all moving downward. That is why Sri Krishna speaks of this great doctrine of India as to when exactly the right thing should be done. And your most important moments of your life should coincide with the most auspicious moments of the movements of light and darkness. But the most important thing, whether we accept this theory or not this theory, the one thing Sri Krishna himself says, the conclusion that you derive is, remember the divine all the time. Whether it is dark or light, if you continuously remember the divine all the time, smara, then everything will happen at the right moment in your life. This is the message of the 8th chapter, which is threefold. One is, once you know what is the reality, then automatically what should happen to you is to smara, is to remember the divine. Secondly, that all the time movement in the world's life have significance. And just as there is alternation between light and darkness, even so in the life of yoga, there are alternations between light and darkness. You should make use of both of them. And how to make use of them? That is the third answer. Continuously remember the divine. This great knowledge regarding the bhakti yoga, the secret of bhakti yoga, which consists only of a small thing, smara, and smara constantly, based upon the knowledge of the divine, knowledge of the time, the conclusion is smara. So we shall now rapidly read this chapter number 8. It shouldn't take long because all this is very clear now. We had done already up to the 8th chapter, 4th verse. Antakale cha mam eva smaran muktva kalevaram yah prayati sa madbhavam yati nasti atra samshayaha. Whoever at the time of death sheds off his body remembering me and departs, he attains to my being. Of this there is no doubt. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajyante kalevaram tam tam eva eti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhaktihi. Now he gives a general principle that the moment of passing from the body is a very important moment. And whatever is your desire, whatever is uppermost in your consciousness at that time, is a kind of a barometer of all that you have done in your life. It comes to you in a concentrated form, as it were. The whole life experience is summarized at that moment. Many people are not there to report to us what happens to them. But if you ask anybody as to what happens towards the time of the death, you will find, if you have records, that very often they see many visions of what has happened to their life, like in a flash. Or what is it that they have desired most? Even what they have thought as to what best things they have done in their life, what worst things they have done in their life, it comes like a flash to them. And Sri Krishna says, whatever happens at that time determines what will happen to you thereafter, after you have left the body. Thinking of whatsoever being he at the time of death sheds off his body, to that same being does he attain. O son of Kunti, ever absorbed with the thought of that being. Tasmat, now this is the most important, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhyacha. Therefore, sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara, at every moment remember me. Yudhyacha, even in fighting, when you are fighting, you fight, but remember me. This is a great combination of karma yoga with bhakti yoga.